AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have zoomed higher after negotiators from the U.S. and China meeting in Switzerland this weekend agreed to reduce tariffs. President Trump says this will be great for unification and peace.
The talks in Geneva were very friendly. The relationship is very good. We're not looking to hurt China. China was being hurt very badly. They were closing up factories. They were having a lot of unrest. And they were very happy to be able to do something with us.
The president says the U.S. is already negotiating a trade deal with India and will soon start negotiating with Pakistan. Those two countries reached a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. The president signed a sweeping executive order to negotiate lower prices for medications with drug makers. The president says he talked to a drug company representative.
And we argued about it for about half hour. And then finally he just said, because they can't justify it, he just said, look, you got me. You got me. I can no longer They've been justifying this crap for years. They said, oh, it's research and development.
The nation's leading pharmaceutical lobby pushed back, calling it a bad idea for American patients. At the Vatican, Pope Leo held an audience with a group of journalists.
Good morning, and thank you for this wonderful reception. They say when they clap at the beginning, it doesn't matter much. If you're still awake at the end and you still want to applaud, thank you very much.
The new pope called for the release of imprisoned journalists and affirmed the precious gift of free speech and the press. Hamas says it will release American-Israeli hostage Eden Alexander. Russian drones targeted Ukraine after the Kremlin turned down a ceasefire proposal. In New York, federal prosecutors and defense lawyers have started stating their cases in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Shortly after they settled on a jury, Combs pleaded not guilty to a 5-count indictment that could land him in prison for at least 15 years. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sital, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising sharply on Wall Street after China and the U.S. announced a 90-day truce in their trade war. The world's two largest economies agreed to take down most of the tariffs they had imposed on each other. Economists have warned that the tariffs, which amount to punitively high taxes on imports, could cause a recession and lead to shortages on store shelves. The S&P 500 was 2.7% higher in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped almost 1,000 points. It's about 2.4%. The NASDAQ Composite was 3.6% higher. Crude oil prices rose about 3.2%. Markets are anticipating that a healthier global economy would be more hungry for fuel. Seth Sutel, New York.
Republicans in the House have unveiled the cost-cutting centerpiece of President Trump's big, beautiful bill. At least $880 billion in cuts, mostly to Medicaid, to help cover the cost of a $4.5 trillion tax break. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.